Welcome to the Lucid As podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths.
Greetings to each of you. I am going to offer a short introduction to my podcast because it was actually recorded almost a year ago. And it's fascinating to me that the title of the podcast, From Shame to Healing, is actually a process I'm still undergoing, meaning what you're about to listen to, I recorded almost a year ago, and yet I was too ashamed to actually post it, and so I never did. And part of the cycle of my rape is ending trauma, and part of that trauma is ending shame. And so I am going to offer you a small little post that I did almost a year ago that I titled From Shame to Healing, and I'm now ready to step beyond shame to be enough and to share this with you. Good morning, my dear friends and comrades on this beautiful journey called life. I think it's so lovely to hear someone's voice, especially when they're still laying in bed, resting their back, and their voice is still groggy from a night's sleep. I wanted to share something with each of you because it's a place of real openness and rawness and vulnerability for me. And maybe in that, you'll find that you can touch those places in yourself and maybe even share them with us, and we can slowly heal together. There have been a lot of things in my life recently that have brought up shame, and I can see that the universe is asking me to really look at the judgments that I make about myself, the judgments that I receive from others, whether that's a person or society, and really looking at how that shame hurts me, hurts my soul, hurts my body, causes a lot of discontent in my mind. So I just wanted to share a place of learning for me, a place of healing for me, a place of deeper acceptance and allowance for me to be how I am and not be ashamed of the struggles that I have or even the misconceptions that people make about me or my struggles. And to know that I don't need to be good enough in order to walk the path that I've been asked to walk. I wouldn't be asked to walk this path if it weren't right. And I share this so that as you step forward on your path today, that you know this is yours and your worth is in every breath. And it has nothing to do with how well, quote, you might be doing or how good, quote, you are. Or how right, quote, it looks. And just allow that space for each of us to be on a learning journey. So, sending you so, so, so much love. And deeply hope for all of us to remember the grove of trees and the fire and the river and that beautiful night under
Not only was it a new moon, it was a black moon. In the darkest of those places, we planted a seed, possibly many seeds. Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidez podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.